minutes until copyright 2005. So, hello again and welcome to the next talk for today. This is Paul Octavian Nasca from Romania, from Târgu Mureș. I hope this is pronounced correctly.
Yes.
Okay. Is your microphone, Hartmut, is the microphone up? Okay, thanks. Paul is author of the SynEd SubFX synthesizer. In my previous talk, you might have heard about using internal and external synths. This is a wonderful example of an internal synth. It has been in development for roughly, I think, 3 years by now.
Yes.
And as you will notice from Paul's demonstrations at the end of the talk, it can produce pretty nice sounds. I think one of the best we have currently in software for Linux. Enjoy the show.
Okay. Is my microphone working? Okay. I want to present SynEd SubFX. It's an open source software synthesizer, and it's brought by me, like Frank said. It has many features, and it's a real-time, polyphonic, and multi-timbre and microtonal synthesizer. By real-time means that you can play like other instrument. Polyphonic means that you can press many keys at once, like this. Multi-timbral means that you can use many instruments at a time. For example, this. This software synthesizer has three powerful synth engines, and I will discuss later about them. It has many types of effects, like reverberation, echo, and so on. You have a full control of a larger number of parameters, like this. You can access many parameters. The instruments generated by it are very warm. I mean, sounds very natural, or it doesn't sound digital cold, like some synthesizer or older synthesizer. Everything, every sound is generated by the synth. I mean, it's not using external samples. You can do everything with it. I mean, you can not import external samples, and you don't need it. Everything is generated by the synth. The user interface is very simple and has many other things. It's impossible to describe in very short time. SynEd SubFX is divided in several music parts. Perhaps you know about this, because many software synthesizers or hardware synthesizers use this idea. I mean, each instrument you can put on its own part. You can assign MIDI channels to the parts, and it has three types of effects. I mean, the effects can be connected in three modes, like system effect, insertion effect, or part effect. I will show you more later. Here is SynEd SubFX main structure. You can see in left part of the screen the parts, and one part can contain many nodes. After this, the signal goes through some insertion effect, and after this, they are processing by system effect. And finally, you can assign another insertion effect. Of course, here I'll show only an example. The number of effects can be much larger than two. For example, two for one part of two system effect. Now let's go to the part structure. What you see in upper left? I'm showing you now only that thing. One part can contain one single instrument or instrument kit. For example, consider instrument kit as a drum kit or so. The part has its own effects that are stored as in the instrument bank. For example, you can have a distorted guitar or reverberated synth, and that is the reverberation of the distortion makes part of the instrument. Each instrument kit item has three very powerful synth engines. I call the add synth, sub synth, and pad synth. I'm calling add synth because I can make nice sounds by adding some oscillators. Substring because I can subtract the desired frequency response, and I will discuss more about this engine later. Here is one part of parts structure. You can see the items from the kit. Of course, there in the center of the image is a part effect. And you can switch on what part effect use for a kit item. For example, one instrument can contain both, I mean, a reverberated piano or distorted guitar, and both are taking part of the same instrument. Now I will discuss the synth engines. Like I said before, there are three synth engines. The first one is the most complex. Has several oscillators you can use to generate any waveform. I will show an example. I'm loading an instrument ready made. For example, now I'm showing the oscillator. Here it is. I will change a few parameters. You can see that you can make oscillation you may, what waveform. Okay. Now let's back. Of course, this engine supports LFOs, envelope, resonance, supports FM. For example, I want to show some FM instruments. How they sound. I like very much the Rode, like this. Or another FM instrument, this one. And here is how it looked, the interface. You can see it has a modulator. I will show this later because I will describe each synth one of time. It has the Zenas SubFX has another synth engine called Suba Synth. This engine generates random noise. And each harmonic are filtered by using bandpass filters. Yeah, I want to show an example of sounds that it's produced by this engine. For example, like this. Okay. And the last synth engine is PadSynth. It's a new synthesis method, which I will describe this later. Now, let's go. Here is the diagram of the synth engines. You see that AdSynth is the most complex. N, E, N, V represent envelopes. LFOs means low frequency oscillators. Oscill are oscillators, and you can see the modulator. The subsynths use, as I described, use a white noise generator, and filters each harmonic by using bandpass filter and mix the results. The PadSynths use a synthesized sample, which is played by a very conventional way. I mean, you can, they change the pitch of the synthesized sample, but the synthesized sample is done by a special way. I will describe later. Yes? Now, the AdSynth, this synth engine is divided into several voices. I mean, just a bit. You have seen each voice in the upper part of the screen. And I will show the same thing on Zener Subfx itself. Let's. Okay, here are voices. For example, if you want, I can show a new instrument and start from scratch. By default, it has a sine function. Let's put an envelope and add another voice, which use, for example, a triangle. As you first notice, it both sound. Okay. As you have seen, each voice has its own oscillator, filter, envelope, field, and LFOs. You can have amplitude, LFOs, and envelopes, or frequency LFOs and envelopes, or another LFOs and envelopes that control filter frequency. For each voice, there is an extra oscillator that you can use a modulator. For example, I'm using the same thing. I'm disabling the voice. Sorry. Is the FM. The modulator has its frequency envelope, and so on like this. It is possible to use a stacked FM. I mean, you modulate an oscillator and you modulate another. With the result, you modulate another voice and so forth. The subsynth, like I said, is a very simple one, simple synth engine that generates white noise and filter by using bandpass filters. With this engine, you can control the amplitude of or the bandwidth of the frequency envelopes and filters. Each harmonic has its own bandwidth control. Let's show an example, a simple example. I'm using these things. For example, I add two harmonics and make harmonics to have a very large bandwidth. And I add another harmonic, makes a very large bandwidth. It sounds like a noise. Okay. The pad synths, or this name comes from Paul's additive synths, or you can name it because it produces very nice pads. This is most innovative sounds engine. It uses the idea that every harmonics is not a single sine function, but it has a frequency band. It generates wavetapes by using inverse Fourier transform or a very long arrays. And the sound itself, I mean, when I play to the keyboard, is generated by playing this array at different speed. Usually for one instrument, there are more than one wavetable. Here is described how it works. But before this, I want to show some instruments that use this synthesis method. Let's show, for example, some strings. The sound of the instrument is very warm, as you, or like this. For example, I can show you a choir. Go back to the strings, and this synth engine considers a frequency distribution of a single harmonic is like a normal curve, which is controlled by user interface using this, what is a profile over one harmonic, and this. Harmonics are scaled and put on a very large array. Usually can be 200,000 samples or more. This array is converted to complex numbers and put random phases. And just a single inverse Fourier transform. Unlike other inverse Fourier transform synths technique, this doesn't need a window, a hanging window or so. And the result is a very long sample which it loops perfectly. Okay. I want to show now the effects types. ZenaSub FX supports 8 types of effects. The reverberation, echo, coarse flange, phaser, what I call alien wah is the effect invented by me, distortion, equalizer, and another effect, dynamic filter, which is, we can be a vocal morpher or wah-wah filter, this depends on parameters. This effect has many parameters. Okay, I will show some examples. Oh. For example, this one, this string, are processed by a very long reverb. Now let's add the flange, for example. You see that the effect has many parameters. I show a reset. Or I can choose a phaser or the dynamic filter. So wah-wah effect or sweep. And this synthesizer, like I said, supports for one part to have many effects. For example, I add an extra echo with a long delay. Okay. I want to show an instrument that contains many effects, like this one. Okay, now let's talk about the Zener subaffix structure. I mean, from what it's made. It contains oscillators that can be used by add synths and pass synths, synth engines, LFOs, envelopes, and filters. These are the basic blocks. The oscillator generates the sound by processing some bass functions. There are many ways to make the desired harmonic structure. I will show you what is the bass function in a short example. I can choose, by default the bass function is a sine function, but I can choose another, for example, so. And I can add the harmonics. Harmonics are made from these bass functions. I can modulate. Okay. Oscillators offer many advanced features like adaptive harmonics, phase amplitude randomness. I will describe later what is this. LFOs, Zener subaffix has many LFOs types. They can change the amplitude, the frequency of the signal or the filters. It has many parameters, are divided in basic parameters like frequency, amplitude, or delay, and advanced parameters like type, frequencies, stretch, continuous mode, and others. I want to show here an example of this. I'm loading an instrument. And I will use the frequency LFO. Very good. Or filter. As for example, it has randomness. As you see, frequency randomness or amplitude. It has many types, for example, square. I'm shutting now the randomness. The ramp down. And many others. Of course, these LFO supports continuous mode, which means that are not triggered by every note. As you see that. It's continuous. Okay. Zener subaffix has envelopes. They can control, like the LFOs, the same parameters. I mean, they control the amplitude, the frequency of the filter, and so. It has every envelope can be in two modes. Like parametric or free mode. Parametric modes offer easy access to attack, decay, sustain, release parameters, and free modes means that envelope can have any shape. I will show a short example to the filter too. For example, this type of envelope is in mode of parametric mode. I can change the mode and put in free mode, which means that I direct access to the points. can add another point, another. Okay. ZenaSuperFX has many types of filters, which are divided in several big categories, like analog filters, which can be low pass, high pass, and others. It can have arbitrary formant filters. With them, you can make very nice vowels and state variable filters. There are special kind of filters, the resonance, which are used by oscillators. They can have arbitrary frequency response. Okay, and which I show you some examples with this envelope. For example, I can to change to high pass filter or band pass. Now I show you the formant filters. Let's try. I can edit every formant. Change the Q parameter. And I want now to discuss some ZenaSuperFX design principles, because I want to make the synthesizer to be able to produce beautiful sounds. And I use some several principles. Wait, the first one and the most important is what I call the bandwidth of each harmonic. The second one is the randomness. Their amplitude decreases on higher harmony and lower velocities, and the resonance. I will show each one which represents. This is the first most important principle, is the bandwidth of each harmonics. I consider that harmonics are not a single sine function, but are frequency bands. And also, I not consider in this in time domain. I mean, I don't consider the how the sounds modulate or so, because I don't care about this. I care only about frequency parameters. And this makes a very simple way to make beautiful sounds. Even if the well-known that vibrato and the tune cause frequency spread of the harmonics, and there is interesting fact about these harmonics, but are usually ignored by DSP and music literature. Using this idea, you can make very simple synthesis algorithms which produce very beautiful sounds, even in few lines of C code. I mean, not C music, C code. The base of ZenaSuperFX synth engines comes directly from this idea. Now I'm showing what is about in frequency domain, a narrow harmonic and a wide harmonic. To show more exactly what it sounds, I will give you an example with the same instrument with some strings. Okay. Now I want to show you a very narrow harmonics like this. Okay, just a moment to disable it. It sounds very static. Now let's add the bandwidth more. Sounds more, I don't know how to call this, more interesting. And I can make wider. And wider. If this gets too high, then produce like noise, like sounds. For example, if I put too high, it's starting to get noisy. Uh, there are some rules on about the harmonics, the bending of each harmonics. The most important rule is that in beautiful sounds, for example, orchestra or choir or so, higher harmonics has a bandwidth, has a bigger bandwidth. Here in the graph it shows the phenomenon. And also, on some instruments, the higher harmonics start to merge and become a single frequency band like this. Here in, and this makes possible to not consider the sound as a combination of of sine and noise partial, but only using this idea. And what on if it's noise, this depends on how wide is the harmonic or how spread. An important rule number two is the beautiful sound phase of the sine components of each harmonic are random. This happens usually in ensemble and choirs. Of course, the reverberation randomizes the phase of the sinus component of the harmonics. I want to show how much it does improve the sound. I'm making a very simple patch. Let's make a low pass. It's very simple. Now let's add for example, a modulation. This modulation, of course, spreads the harmonics, but there is this tight relation between the phase of the harmonics. I mean, the harmonics are not random. Now, I can randomize the harmonics by using by passing this through a reverberation. As you notice, that sounds more good because the reverberation randomizes the phases of the harmonics. Okay. Here is what I want to show on special case on how to use this in pad scenes. Here are on the left part. Is a used simple harmonic profile, which is a normal curve, and looks and the lower part of the screen it shows a zoom in of the spectrum content, and you see that harmonics are very wide. In I want to show you in. Pad scenes module. How I can do interesting stuff with frequency spread of profile of one harmonic. For example, can get this sound if I make this profile of one harmonic. Sounds like 2D tuned sounds, but of course I can make something like this. There are very subtle difference between these sounds, but if, for example, if you listen more, for example, a few minutes, you recognize the effect. Okay. And now I want to talk about the randomness of the sound. Usually, digital synthesis sounds too cold because the same recorder sample is played over and over, and you hear exactly the same sound. To make a sound warmer, I put many random parameters. I mean, parameters that can add randomness. Here, for example, it's a drawing of few keystrokes with the same pitch of and the same instrument, and you see that the waveform are very different. And of course, you don't hear this very much. I mean, it's very subtle. Let's, for example, every time I press a new key, there is another sound. Of course, because it has almost same spectrum content, it sounds the same, but it's warmer than if you played the same sample over and over. Okay. I want to show you in another instrument that uses a lot of randomness, like this. The oscillators of the Zener Subfx supports the randomness parameter, for example, like this, very much randomness. Okay. Yeah, I want to talk about the resonance. Zener Subfx offer many ways to produce the resonance by using filter, adaptive harmonics, and so on. I want to show you how it sounds like. For example, I use the resonance for choirs. For resonance, I'm using the resonance filter. Now I change the resonance function. I want to talk about what I call adaptive harmonics. It's a very simple idea, but a very effective way to produce a natural-like sounds. For example, a listener cannot, if listen these sounds, will think that is a real instrument. I want to show some examples of this. Like this one, so. Can change how it works, this parameter. This one is. Okay. This idea is very simple. It's just a resampling of the frequency components of, I mean, resampling of the harmonics. I want to talk about the microtonal filter of Zener Subfx. This means it can be tuned with like any other instrument. Usually the most Western music is tuned in the equal temperate scale with 12 notes on octave, but Zener Subfx can support any tuning with any number of notes per octave. It can also import tunings in scala formats, which Scala is a very known program by people who wants to experiment with new tunings, and supports keyboard mappings. I want to show an example. Okay. Scales. I choose another scale, just intonation. Here's name. If I can change a lot to me. More recognizable, for example. Now, as you notice this, or without it, with it. Of course, you can tune with any numbers on octave, of not for one octave. Show more exactly what I'm playing. I want to show here. Notice this is a one octave. Of course, you can put many notes on octave. For example, even 24 or more. Or you can map these notes. For example, only to use only the black case. I have a to-do list I want to make in future manual and documentation, because it's not well written now and it's very old, the manual. I want to add the possibility to export as a WAV file, for example, if you want to use in your synthesizer that supports samples, to be able to export. On the long term, I want to make real-time safe code, which means that you can get very low latencies in Windows version, but even in Linux you use VST to solve some issues. And I want to add other synthesis engines. I want to make some audio demos, if it's okay. Okay, very, very okay. I will show many instruments. I would want to show some instruments to know how it sounds. Oh, sorry, I forgot the tunings. This is you. I use two engines, add the synth and pad synths. I want to load some patches, for example. Like this. Or like this. I like very much the reverberation, that's why it's a lot of it. But you can not use it. For example, you can make a very short reverberation. Another example is okay. Before the question, I want to make an acknowledgement to thank ZKM for making possible to come here, and to thank Frank Newman for this helping. Now I want to for questions.
First of all, great.
Thank you.
Even before we begin the question answer session, I've got three things to say. The first, can you go back to the window screen, to the program?
Yes.
You will see in a couple of places that the text on the buttons is overlapping the buttons. This is not Paul's fault. It is purely my own fault, because my X session is so screwed up right now. And the same with the orders. Oh, great. Anyway, it's, I think, mostly my problem. On 99.99% of the systems, this will be no problem. It's just local to this PC. I'm sorry for that. The second thing is, questions like how much does it cost will be neglected, because you know it is GPL.
GPL, yes.
And also one thing that I think we should mention before taking questions, those of you who know the project homepage might have seen this slightly strange to some European ears about the your wish that the music that is made with this program is not against Jesus.
You
don't mind?
I don't want. I would, oh, of course, if you consider the license problem is under GPL, but I would not like. The first word is here is please.
Yeah, that is exactly what I wanted to say. This is not a change of the license. It is GPL. It is just his desire, what he wishes you to do with it, and this is to be respected because it is his belief. Questions from the audience. Let's begin with this guy. I know him.
Yes, Albert Greif from Germany again. I must first say that I'm really impressed by this program. And one question, you have a lot of parameters there.
Yes.
You have to control. Is there an interface to give control information which is generated by programs over to your synthesizer?
I mean, there are some controllers, MIDI controllers I've seen assigned, but you can choose any parameters now, but it's on my to-do list.
Okay.
Sorry, next is Fons.
Fons Adriaansen from Belgium. I won't ask, can you do this or that, because probably you can, and the answer will be yes. So I have another question. Do you have any idea of how many lines of code this represents?
This program, how many lines of code?
Yes.
I think 20,000 or so.
Okay. Billion,
or 10,000, between, I didn't count it.
You didn't count them, you should count them, just because it's, I am impressed with it, really. Thank you.
Okay, next one.
Matthias Brussel from Germany, hello. I just want to say it's a great piece of work, especially as we've been told it's 3 years, you?
Yes, in 2002.
Really impressive. I have two questions. The first question is, can the LFO and other time-based parameters synchronized via MIDI clock or VST?
No, in this version, no.
Are you planning to do this?
Perhaps I will have intention to make synchronized.
Because I think, as you know, if you want to synchronize the rhythm and change the pads, it's a great feature.
Yes, I have intention to do this. I will talk about it, but I need to discuss more with some user, with more user, how they want to implement this, how they want to this be to behave.
Yeah, for instance, if you use partials of MIDI clock, it's sufficient. The other question, those pad sounds are in some aspect quite similar to earlier implementations in hardware, like the Chroma string synthesizer or Solino string. Have you ever investigated if there are any similarities in design, or is it by chance?
No, I didn't use any model. I wrote a few years ago another synthesizer for DOS called Paul Sound Designer, and I used that program for model as a model for AdSense module. And that one I made from some test. I didn't use any other thing to model.
Okay, thank you.
Now we have to switch over to the virtual guests.
Oh, perfect. Carsten Wiese is asking, will the controllers be controllable by external MIDI controllers?
Yes, I say it's not controllable by MIDI controllers, but I have intention.
Thanks.
In fact, this day I decide to implement this.
We managed to persuade him while he's in my flat. More questions here? None? You're all completely stunned and astonished, which is great. Okay, then, Paul, thank you very much again. And now, for those of you who didn't hear yet, the next presentation has been cancelled. Tim Janik could not come, and Stefan Westerfeld, his colleague, is currently still sick. So the next talk on Beast is not taking place, which means you now have another break, and we'll start with the Paul Davis Ardour demo at 4:15 in roughly 30 minutes. See you then.